New moves on the Mexican border.
Deploy the National Guard to assist the Border Patrol.
Millions more caught up in Facebook scandal.
Clearly, we should have done more, and we will going forward.
Trade battle worries farmers.
I don't think there's any segment of our industry that will escape some financial hard times.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump says he had no choice. He's sending the National Guard to the Mexican border while he moves to build a border wall. Some troops could have arrived as soon as several hours ago. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The Homeland Security Secretary says immediate deployments are being ordered, but Kirstjen Nielsen was unable to say how many troops will be sent, for how long, or how much it might cost.
It will be strong. It will be as many as is needed to fill the gaps that we have today.
Nielsen shrugged off a question about whether the president's acting because he saw TV reports of migrant caravans or because he wants to shore up his base.
What is true is the president is frustrated. He has been very clear that he wants to secure our border.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Well, Facebook's already bad privacy scandal got worse with an admission from the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
In a rare conference call with reporters, Zuckerberg fell on his sword.
It's clear now that we didn't do enough.
Acknowledging that a company hired by the Trump campaign was able to access the personal data of far more users than previously believed. Up to 87 million people unwittingly shared their information with Cambridge Analytica, a political consulting firm partially funded by the billionaire Mercer family.
When you're building something like Facebook, there are going to be things that you mess up. And if we'd gotten this right, we would have messed something else up.
But some lawmakers see this as the latest in a series of security blunders that Zuckerberg should answer for in person.
And the CEO of Facebook is due to testify next week. The rising trade tension between the U.S. and China is hitting hard in the nation's heartland. Keith Schuttmer is a pig farmer in Tipton, Indiana.
We just have to believe that there's more to these negotiations that we understand, but at this point in time, we are very, very concerned.
Eldon Gould is one of more than 40,000 soybean farmers in Illinois.
I'll be the first to admit that I voted for Mr. Trump, but I was hoping that he would take a more reasonable approach to trade.
In California, there's new information now about the woman who wounded three people at YouTube before killing herself. CBS's John Blackstone says she had a run-in with police.
When police say they found Nassim Ogdum at around 1:40 a.m. on Tuesday, she was asleep in her car, about 25 miles south of YouTube's headquarters. After discovering the car's license plate matched that of a missing person, Mountain View Police Chief Max Bossell says officers contacted Ogdum's family.
On the second conversation, we received information that she may be in this area because she had a dispute with YouTube.
Police say there was nothing to suggest that dispute would turn violent. Family members spoke differently. As Ogdum continued driving north, police say she stopped at a gun range before arriving at YouTube's campus.
It's not clear if anyone at YouTube was aware of the grudge. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is credited with a catch. A message from one of his Instagram followers late last month threatened to shoot up a school. Edelman told an assistant, and eventually a 14-year-old boy in Michigan was tracked down and now faces charges. In Memphis, there were ceremonies last evening to mark the 1968 assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Talking about a Lord.
It was a day to remember and salute Martin Luther King Jr.
He was a man, a husband, a father, a son.
50 years after he was shot and killed, thousands showed up to pay tribute.
He inspired us to risk our lives, and some to give their lives if necessary, for the cause of freedom.
Among those attending, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who was with King when the assassination took place.
This is the site of the crucifixion.
The ceremony was held at the Lorraine Motel, the place where King was cut down. It's now been turned into a museum. At the very end, at 6:01 Memphis time, the exact moment when the shooting took place, a church bell began to toll 39 times, representing the 39 years that Martin Luther King lived. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Memphis.
There's new information about the cost of the opioid crisis, and the nation's chief doctor wants more of us to be ready to act. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams is expected to ask more Americans to carry naloxone, an antidote to an opioid overdose. Adams says there's an overdose death every 12 and a half minutes in the U.S., more than half occurring at home. All of this comes as a Kaiser Family Foundation report shows large employers spent more than $2.5 billion to treat opioid addiction and overdoses in 2016, eight times the amount spent in 2004. More than half that money is spent treating employees' children. Steve?
Well, the health chain CVS says it's planning to roll out home kidney dialysis treatment, with clinical trials due to start later this year on the device. In an exchange with the New York Times, the CEO of the Sinclair Broadcast Group defends the scripts news anchors at its nearly 200 stations have been told to read about media bias. CBS's Paula Reed says it comes as the company looks to broaden its reach.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
In a now viral video, anchors from Sinclair news stations read the same promotional script denouncing so-called false news.
Some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
One false story after another.
The message seems to echo President Trump's criticism of news coverage.
We are not going to let the fake news tell us what to do.
The owners of Sinclair Broadcast Group have donated thousands to Republican causes, including a super PAC supporting Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential bid. On Twitter, President Trump called Sinclair far superior to other media companies and mocked those who criticize Sinclair for being biased. His comments raise questions about White House impartiality as the Justice Department and the FCC review Sinclair's attempted acquisition of Tribune Media. If approved, the deal would increase Sinclair's reach to around 72% of American households.
It came long before the Me Too movement. Accusations of misconduct now on the set of a legendary family film.
Hollywood sex allegations from nearly 80 years ago. The late Sid Luft, in a book to be released in September, claimed his wife Judy Garland was abused by some of the munchkins on the set of the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz. Garland was 16 at the time, and she claimed some of the male munchkins, men who were 40 or more years old, made her life miserable by putting their hands up under her dress. Luft claimed they got away with it because they were so small. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
Well, goodbye, Gordie Howe. Goodbye, Bobby Hull. Those greats and other names will soon vanish from hockey's Stanley Cup. Players on teams that win the NHL's ultimate trophy are engraved on it, but the cup is getting too big, and the league plans to eliminate players from the mid-1950s to mid-60s to make room for new champs. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.